This is a beautiful day of June 10th, 2018. Moving on into the new millennium with surprises every day, new revelations, and some new challenges. And we come here together to be a community of hope and joy, comfort, enlightenment, faith, direction, and helping one another. And I always like to warm our community up and our group up by taking some calls from our fellowship, because we love to be here for you, for that which concerns your heart or touches your heart. Sometimes we need prayers for things that are troubling us or bothering us. Sometimes we want prayers for things that we would like to lend our heart, our grace, and our love to. So there could be many motivations for asking for a blessing. And please know that if you don't choose to come online, you're still part of the blessing. Everyone here is, and not only everyone here, but everyone in your life, because it has a radiant collateral effect spreading out through your life, and not just now and today, but in the days to come. I see someone on the call. Oh, by the way, for those who are new, just press star 6 and then 1. It will bring your number into the queue, and I can open your line in turn as it becomes your turn. We have a caller from area code 218, and you're on.
Yes, thank you for everything of light, compassion, and love that you are for Sarah, Paul, and Amber. And this is Jerome, but blessings.
Yes, Jerome.
Yes, you are priceless, and light and love, compassion, and joy to you.
Oh, and the same to you.
Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you.
So how is the family? Is the family moving along okay?
Yes, families are moving from one house to another.
Oh, so literally they are moving along okay.
Yes, they're moving along very okay, but it's a lot of work.
Oh, I know.
I know
how that is.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
Well, thank you. And blessings with everything you do, and I just am so grateful for you.
Oh, thank you, and I'm so grateful for you too, Jerome. You are one of those special people that I don't have to see your face to know you're smiling.
I'm smiling right now.
I know you are.
Okay, well, all the best to
God
you
bless
and everybody
you.
That comes into your life, too. So.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We just finished a wonderful webinar. Had our last jam session on Thursday about the bread of life. And what we focused on in that webinar is that our daily bread is not just always something we eat with our mouth. It's also something that nourishes our soul, our heart, our life, our community, our social network, or our family, or our mind, our inspiration, motivation, our comfort in life. Our daily bread could be anything that keeps us moving. Remember that your life started with a breath. It didn't start with food. And many people who go into the deep study of prayer and meditation learn to recover that memory of how important it was just to breathe. So I want to encourage everyone on this call to relax and take deep breaths as you go, yes. And say yes with a breath. That reminds me to tell you something about Yeshua's name. If I get around to it today, I'll do that. We see Jenny's on the call. Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Hi, Glenda. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. Speaking of saying yes, I would love some blessings for safety, support, and strength for myself and for those of us who are on the front lines of the battles on the earth right now. This past week, I found myself up against the electric utility here in order to safeguard my health and privacy from dangerous smart meters that are being installed all over the planet at the moment. And unfortunately, this is just the beginning because this issue is tied to and crucial to the powers that are controlling, or powers that shouldn't be, I suppose. Of course, a lot of this and all of this is about, you know, energy and our feelings of scarcity and how all of this relates to consciousness. And I, you know, I've been researching this and a multitude of issues connected to this for a number of years and trying to build support for myself and awareness, but it's really hard for people to take in. And I think they're just floating on top of a lot of fear and grief and also are not, you know, grounded. And when, as you know, when we're in that position, we can be easily manipulated. And a lot of people, by design, I think are really tired and they feel like they just don't have the energy to give. But I believe that when we work together, we and have the courage to look at things for what they are, we gain energy. And so if you could, I'd love for you to speak about having courage to look at and release these feelings and old patterns or whatever is in the way, and also speak about our rights, responsibilities, community, and reclaiming our power from false authority. I love the parts in the Keys of Yeshua and the Lavatan about this too, so I wanted to bring it up. Thanks.
Good. Jenny, that's a really great subject, and I will actually get around to that today. So thanks for bringing it up. I think I'll take a few calls first so I can put together maybe a more integrated presentation. But God bless you with your struggle. These are very, very important and valid struggles, and you're not alone in that. There's many, many people really, really concerned about how we're going to maintain this life support grid that our human family is functioning on. And it's a very important subject. I'm going to bring Tony on the call. Hi, Tony. We missed you Thursday.
Yeah, I missed you guys.
Congratulations on your son's graduation.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we had the family with us, and everybody celebrated. We've kind of had a couple of family celebrations over the last few days. So that's one of the things I want to do, a blessing for the family and just an acknowledgement for the accomplishment of James getting through high school. And he's been doing very well, so I'm very, very happy for him. I also just noticed that the moon right now, it's still kind of close to Uranus. It passed Uranus. It just in the last 24 hours, and it's heading for a new moon. So we have a new cycle that's about to begin. But right now we have the moon with Uranus. It's now newly in Taurus. You know, that's been striking me lately that has to do with workability. So I want to send a blessing today also for just the increased awareness and strength of our own connection with workability.
Very good. Very good. Okay. I like that, Tony. And you would have really enjoyed my surrogate presentation on your behalf Thursday night about this cosmic change that we are going through right now, which is going to encourage all of us to pay more attention to our workability and our physical material connections through which we support one another. And it's a very important thing because, you know, as we move into more and more global connections and a broader community, we have to work out the economics of it. And it's going to take some innovative thinking. It's going to take some relaxing of old formulas that were just supporting prioritization of greed or profit, and open up to a new form of wealth, because actually we have to learn that as we all prosper, everyone prospers.
Yeah.
And I think that the influence of Uranus as a guiding planet of Aquarius combined with Taurus is going to lead us to more humanitarian economics. And that's one of the things we need. And it, in a way, circles back to what Jenny was talking about and the energy matrix that we're going to be asked to work out and do better. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, it probably will be, there probably will be great effort to perpetuate the vested interest, because that usually is the first stage of any material expansion. The people in charge want to perpetuate their vested interest. But I can give you a very good example, everyone, a very good example of how that always fails. When the railroads in America, and actually around the world, but let's just use America for an example, they were the dominant form of transportation all the way through the 30s and the 40s into World War II. Then the airlines came along as the great new option. Well, the railroad owners increased their freight production, and they increased their, shall we say, their chauvinistic protection of the rails and the railroad services, and they failed to see that they were in the transportation business, and it didn't matter what vessel or vehicle was used. They had all the wealth they would have needed to invest in airlines, but they didn't. And by the end of the 40s and in the 50s, the railroads were starting to fall apart. The rail industry was beginning to hurt because it was being replaced by the airlines. And it was just, it seemed like a more fitting investment government, from the viewpoint of the government, to build interstate highways than to repair railroads. And so the rails fell apart, all because of a historical moment of greed that protected, it was trying to protect the vested interest of the railroads. Now, you see, the same thing is what we're facing with the energy companies right now. Instead of them looking to all the new possibilities for energy, that all they have to realize is they're not in the electricity business, they're in the energy business. They're not in the oil business, they're not in the electricity business or the gas business or the coal business. They're in the energy business, looking for how we form the greater global energy matrix is exactly what could build the future and the greater profit for them, but actually their karma is their greed will kill them. And those who have a better vision will take over. So there's always this little critical phase, and that's probably what we're facing right now.
Yes, very nice.
I mean, that's just history, Tony. Just history, but it's not just one time. The same thing happened. The same thing happened with major countries. The same thing happened with Rome. The same thing happened when powers failed to realize that it wasn't their proprietary power that ever was their power. It's just for a while they were indulged with the ability to identify with whatever power was dominant on the earth. And there comes a time when we've got to stop identifying with it and let go of our identity formula so that we can relate. We can relate to a bigger thing that's about to happen. Because always, always the power of God and the power of the earth moving forward and the power of the universe moving forward is the power. And if the powers that held dominance last generation don't get on with it, then the young will, the new will, someone will rise up and say, hey, this is the new way we're going to do things. And so we pray always for the easiest, the smoothest, the most loving, peaceful transition. But the transition is essential and necessary, and we're there. It's the happening thing. So, Tony, thank you for your insights in the cosmos, as always.
Thank
we
you.
Have someone from area code 512, and you're on. Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can.
Great, thank you. I'd like to ask for a blessing for myself. I have a sort of a chronic eye something or other that seems to be hard to diagnose. And so I'd like blessing for, it's like an infection or inflammation, it just doesn't go away. And I also was diagnosed with adrenal fatigue about a year ago. And sometimes just the fatigue makes it difficult for me to do the right things. I feel tired and I have coffee and I shouldn't do that. And so I would like a blessing for that as well.
This is Julie, right?
Yes.
Hi, Julie. Yes, you're on my list, and we will send you blessings for both of those things.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. And we have an international caller from country code 44. You're on.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Oh, hello. Hello, everyone. It's Celeste here from England. I phoned a couple of weeks ago for my first time. Thank
yes.
you so much for the blessings.
oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, I felt this kind of a magical energy at times and felt Yeshua really strongly a few times that week. So, yeah, and I'm phoning back to ask for another blessing, please.
oh, good. How can we bless you for this time?
It's difficult. There's this voice that says, oh, you've already had one blessing. You know, it's greedy to ask for more, but I'm going to ask.
Sure.
A blessing for myself. I've been suffering from chronic fatigue, which means I'm basically don't function very well. So a blessing for that. And for my children as well. It's been a time of a lot of anger and frustration coming out for them. I think a lot triggered by their relationship with their father, and that in turn has triggered my own issues with my own childhood, my own father, and it feels, and my ex-husband. So it feels like a lot of wounds, a lot of pain coming to the surface for all of us, but it actually feels good, as though it's a transformation that's possible. So
yes,
I just wanted
indeed.
To yeah. to ask for a blessing for all of us, for their relationship with their father, my relationship with my father, for healing, really.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And one thing I could add to that is I have noticed through many years that chronic fatigue is often an indication that the old formulas of life have just been depleted of their energy. There's no place for them to go.
Mm.
The patterns that we have played out in the past, there's no more energy for them. There's no place to go. And the new hasn't arrived yet. And we get stuck in between.
Yeah.
Does that feel right?
That's beautiful to hear. That's how it feels to me. I mean, when this first happened, I just collapsed one day. I couldn't get my kids to school. I couldn't cook the meals. I mean, it was horrific. A single parent, no family help. And I've kind of been on a journey with it for a couple of years. And now I can see my old ways of doing things, of trying to please people, doing everything perfectly. It's not serving me. It's not serving anyone. And
Let go of it.
Healthy changes.
That's what I find. That's what I find over and over again. Chronic fatigue means there's something of the past you really need to let go of, because it's like an empty shoe. There's no foot in it.
Yeah. I think a really big part of it is the forgiving oneself for having this having happened. And now I feel
like
I'm able to say to myself, it's okay. You know, it's okay. We're all learning. And I really want to find new ways.
In hindsight, so often we feel stupid about what we did.
Yeah.
But when we were doing it, we did it because we thought we were doing our best.
Yeah.
Really. And so you have to realize that life changes in perspectives, and our opinion about ourselves from one perspective is going to be different from a different perspective. And so that's why it's so essential. I don't even always say forgive, because there was nothing to forgive. You were doing your best, but you do need to let go.
Yeah.
And there's a big difference.
Yeah. Well, I'll pray for that. Oh, thank you.
Sometimes just let go.
Mm.
Okay.
Bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. We have a caller from area code 281, and you're on. Hello?
Hi,
you're on.
This is Kathy from Temple, Texas.
Oh, hi, Kathy.
Yes, I just wanted to ask a quick prayer request. So much going on in the global scene, and I'd just like to focus on praying for all of the leaders of the nations worldwide, that they be open to the voice of God in their hearts.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's really
I'm
all.
I'm writing that down.
Okay.
Well, that's a great one. That's a great one. Hold that in your heart and in your prayer as we go through the blessing.
Yes, thank you.
They could most definitely all use this. And you can only imagine. I don't think any of us can imagine how stressed all of the leaders are. We think some of them are just living large and enjoying the fact that they have some control. That control is always at issue. They're always worried about. Even if they're malicious, they're worried. They're worried about what will happen next. And most of them are not malicious. Most of them are just trying to do their best, but they're doing their best from old venues that don't work.
True.
And they're trying to please people who have very limited understanding of world events and world possibilities, and they're trying to keep from being deposed or shot. Yet they're under enormous stress. And I know, you know, every one of us in this group knows that when you're under stress, you don't think you're best, do you?
Correct.
That's right. When we can lower the stress on anybody, remember, there's not a single person on this planet that was not created as a child of God. Some of them went bad. They did. Some of them went astray. Some of them became addicted to malicious power. It's true. But we look at that, we have to look at that as something that happened in the long derivation of lots of things that went wrong before that, and help them get back to who they are.
Correct.
Because our lives depend on them doing their best. Like it or not, we're in their hands. And that's something I like to remind people. You know, you may not like somebody who's on top of the mountain, but that person has your fate in his or her hand. Pray for them. Pray that God will touch them. Pray that they will seek the best they can be. Pray that they will make the best decision they can make. And that's something we have to learn. Okay. Let's go to area code 415, and you are on.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I'm Rebecca, and I love your tapes, and I've been listening to them on my drive, 45-minute drive to pick up my son. But there's a family in our lives that needs everybody's blessing. A child in my son's class, his father just got diagnosed with a glioblastoma of the brain, and his mom has Parkinson's, and he's a young boy. And he needs our strength, and his family needs our
strength. Oh, my gosh, yes. What's his name?
Troy Lavelle is the dad who just got diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
And they just went through a divorce, his wife Jan, and her son Teo. So they're going through a lot.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Thank you for your blessing.
Oh, gosh, yes. Okay, they're on my list and in my heart. Thank you for asking for them.
Thank you.
We have an international caller from country code 64. And you're on.
Oh, hi, Glenda. It's Linda here.
Hello, Linda.
Firstly, so nice to hear you back, sounding 100%. You sound really well and full of energy, and I'm just so glad to hear you, because this is sort of my weekly sermon call, and I love hearing your messages. I just wanted to say when I was in the queue, I was going to talk about the summits going on and obviously prayers around that, but your previous caller mentioned that. But I really like what Tony said about workability and just workability with our neighbors and workability with our health and workability with the environment and nature. And so I'd love to really concentrate on that. And I don't want to take up a lot of time, so I'm just going to quickly ask for some blessings for a few names. Richard,
okay.
Cameron, Rogan, Denise, and also Mary. And it's just for their well-being.
Richard,
and guidance.
Mary.
Yes. Yeah. Cameron.
Logan.
Rogan.
Rogan.
Oh, yeah. And one more, Alex, who is a dear friend's son who's suffering with severe Crohn's. So I
put
him in my prayers.
Okay. I'll be joining you in your prayers for them.
Okay.
And God bless you,
too. Thank you, Glenda.
You're welcome. God bless. We've got to move quickly because we are a little pet. We're at 333. What a perfect number. But that's in my time zone. So it is a perfect number, but I'm going to take a caller from area code 440. And you're on.
Glenda, my name is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Glenda. I will be really quick. I know we're running out of time. I'd like prayers for my sister Ginny in North Carolina. She had shoulder surgery, and she's had over 3 months of physical therapy, and her surgeon said to keep going for another 5 or 6 months. We're hoping and praying that the surgery itself will have worked for her shoulder so she doesn't have to go through any more surgery.
Good.
I'd like prayers from my husband. A lot of problems. Nothing. Things are stable, but, you know, just a lot of health problems, kidneys, heart, et cetera. And last but not least, I would like to pray, especially for Hawaii, a man named Kahuna Harry Jim, who was a former teacher of mine, and he and his family had to move out of their home and close their retreat center, and just all the people in Hawaii and everything that Hawaii is going through.
Okay, absolutely.
Thank you.
It's a little piece of paradise that's being challenged right now.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay.
And thank you for what you said about praying for our leaders and your perspective on that and how our fate is in their hands. It's kind of scary to hear it that way, but it's...
It is kind of scary, but, you know, we can turn that around with the right kind of attitude. You know, we get torn because we don't want to support what we don't believe in. But then on the other hand, these people are already affecting us. So we need to pray not for the things we don't believe in, but pray for the child of God within those people.
Yes.
And that's a big difference.
I will do that going forward.
Okay.
Yes. So thank you.
Okay. Moving on. Nancy, hi, you're on. Nancy?
Hi, Glenda. I was calling to ask for a blessing for children who are experiencing anxiety as they try and deal with all of these major adult issues that they get exposed to in a way that children have never been exposed before to a lot of these big issues because of television and the media and other things that they're experiencing. And I'm thinking of one child in particular, but there are many children around the world and many adults who are experiencing anxiety. So I'm asking for peace and addressing fundamental issues that are causing people to react, and it's limiting them in their ability to deal with day-to-day issues because they become so upset. So,
Nancy, you are so right. And thank you for bringing that up because, you know, we have misdiagnosed a lot of children saying they're ADD or there's something else wrong with them. When really what we've got is a world that has destroyed the nursery and the kindergarten and the cocoon. You know, when a baby leaves the womb, it's supposed to enter another cocoon for at least 6, if not 7 years. The Bible speaks of this. And we now know from encephalograms and brain studies that the first 2 years of a child are actually in delta brainwave, even if they're awake and playing and making noise and moving and eating. For an adult, we only hit delta if we're in deep sleep. But little babies up to 2 years of age are in delta. That means they're absorbing everything. They hear everything on TV. They hear every conversation their parents are having.
Exactly.
And then the next 3 years, they're in theta. And then the next three in alpha. They don't really get fully into beta, the beta brain, where they can deal with survival issues until they're teenagers. And that protective world of childhood has been destroyed. I so feel for the children.
Yeah.
And the adults, but most especially the children. I remember when I was a little girl, I lived in a town that was like, it was a tiny little town, like 3,000 people. Very, actually relatively affluent, considering that it was in North Texas in the middle of the 20th century, but it was, everybody was well off and everybody took care of everybody, and everybody was every child's parent. And from the time I could walk, I was free to walk the town on my own, and everybody knew me. And if I needed to ride home, somebody would take me home. It was that safe. Everybody was my aunt, my uncle, my brother, my sister. Life was safe. Nobody spoke anything frightening or obscene or inappropriate. I was given the luxury, the pure luxury of being a child.
Exactly.
And for that, I am so grateful. I would love to give that to every child on this earth, if I could.
Yeah. But there's so many children, for example, who have never known anything but war. They are used to hearing guns and bombs every day since they've been born. It's an amazing time we're living in.
It is. It
so
is. So we,
is
let's
important.
Just pray for the children worldwide.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Brenda.
Okay. We are going to have to move very, very, very fast. Joni, I'm going to take your call. Let's make it quick. Who would you like a blessing for?
I've just been nudged to ask for a blessing for the non-human animal community.
Good.
Those who are in peril for the natural disasters currently going on, as well as those that no doubt are coming down the pike this year, and for the decisions of leaders and even individuals who often don't take them into account. They really are the voiceless, and yet they're obviously, they're God's creation and creatures and precious in God's eyes. So I just want
absolutely
to ask for them. Yeah, and that we might give some
absolutely. And getting back, looping back to what Tony mentioned, and also we were talking about earlier, even before Nancy. Uranus moving into Taurus. Taurus is all about nature.
Mm.
It's all about ecology. And Uranus is about innovation. And so one of the things I'm looking for and praying for is innovative approaches to saving and restoring our environment to come in the next 8 years. So I'm going to take Desmond's call. Hi, Desmond. Let's be brief.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
Yeah, I've been designing everything to take care of the world and turn it into a pristine paradise in 8 years, but I'm not ready yet.
Okay. I look forward to seeing it and being there with you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. And our last caller from area code 641, you are on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Lucy. I'd like to ask prayers for myself. Health issues going on.
Oh,
and
good. Not good about your issues, but good.
I know.
Bless you.
And for a few friends, Elizabeth, Frank, and Sally.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. We've got it.
Thank you.
I think we've pretty much called our whole, we've brought everybody online. So thank you so much, all of you, because when you ask, so many times other people would have asked something very similar, and you ask for everybody. You ask what's in the hearts of everyone. I would just like you now to relax in your chair, be seated, be calm. Take a deep breath. Be at peace. Think about actually being a little child. What it was so like when you were held in your mother's arm, and all you could do is just go limp. You just went limp, and you knew you were safe. Like, you knew you were safe in those arms. Well, you are safe now in the arms of Christ. So take a deep breath, relax, and just be ready to receive. And not from any particular direction, not necessarily through your breath or through any direction or from anyone, because the Holy Spirit is in all things, and it comes to us in all ways through the depths of our being, from the heights of heaven, through the air we breathe, through the energy that fills our body and activates our life. And just allow yourself to feel that wholeness that comes in the arms of Christ with the grace of your Father in heaven and the power of the Holy Spirit. And blessing givers, would you please join me now in the blessing? And I will offer an invocation to Yeshua. When I'm finished, the rest of you continue with your prayers. Okay, however you choose to pray. Beloved Yeshua, the Christ, our brother, Holy Son of God, the one who gave everything to be here with us and show us what it is like to be in the presence of God as a human being, that we may aspire to that in ourselves. And even if we are so far away from attaining that, if we have taken one step, we know that you have reached for our hand and you're leading us on. And one step is all it takes to then be ready for the next step. We thank you today for being with us. We ask that you be with our world leaders. We ask that you be with all of the challenges that are happening on our earth right now, whether they're environmental or political or economic. We ask that you be with all of those who are suffering with illness, that they may realize that there is nothing wrong with them. There's just a breach somewhere in their wholeness that allowed the disease to come in. When wholeness is restored, their perfection will shine, and they will heal from the inside out. We thank you for your love, your encouragement, your hope, and teaching us how to live in faith, despite the fact that we don't have answers, and to love even when we don't get it back immediately, to know that somehow, some way, all love is returned. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Now, go and rest and just be with God, be with the spirits, and receive. Don't even continue to pray because you don't want to involve your mind in anything. Just receive. Be quiet, receptive, be a little sponge. I look forward to being with you again next week. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye for now.